Do. Logorrhea. Welcome to Logorrhea, the arts and entertainment podcast where we word vomit about movies, music, TV shows, and now books. My name's Clark Hubbard.
I'm Abby Peacher.
Elizabeth Caldwell.
And I'm Katie Chappell, a.k.a. Abby Peacher's number one fan.
Yes.
That's true. Now, you may notice again today that Corey Adams is not here with us. Is he dead? We're not sure. He might have a work emergency. He might be dead. In his glorious place, though, is my fiance, Abigail Peacher, who is here for today.
Abigail Jean Peacher.
We share the same middle name. Now, yes, it's necessary. Now, to start off this podcast, we're going to have a quiz show for Abby that she didn't know about. Okay. So, Liz, ask your hardest possible question. 3, 2, 1.
If you were a season, what season would you be?
Spring.
Good. Good answer.
Right. It's indecisive.
Katie, go.
My answer or my question?
Your question. Questions come first.
I wasn't ready. What's your favorite flower?
Peony.
I knew that.
Actually. It's on my arm. I got it tattooed onto my arm.
Is it pronounced peony? Or is it peony?
I say peony, but then I don't know.
But then people like Liz make fun of you.
I don't really know.
Yeah. Then Liz makes fun.
Favorite kind of styrofoam?
None of it. It hurts my ears.
That's perfect. So.
Not the answer I was expecting.
Me neither. But
I was really expecting something like Save the Turtles and okay.
Yeah.
No, it just makes my ears hurt. Dude, like turtles, that also I take it into consideration, but mostly it hurts my ears. So,
well, let's begin with our first section today. Katie, would you like to start out the movie section?
Sure, I would love to. This past week, I watched To All the Boys I Loved Before, and I'm sure you've all heard about it either on Twitter or I don't know, whatever other social media you might use.
I watched it with my mom.
That's really tender. I love that. but it's a really cute story. Also, really hyping up the Asian American representation in film and also like TV shows and things like that. So super exciting just for that reason, but also just a quality little cute love story. And also, like, a fake love story. So
the best kind.
Awesome. Yeah, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So, I have a question.
What's your question?
What is the food that is eaten the most throughout the movie?
If it's not rice. I'm going to be really upset.
They have a follow-up one, question like, Korean, after that? Like,
I did not take extensive notes on this
Katie,
movie.
I'm afraid you lose this week's episode of people eat the
I
most
am
in
the
your
weakest
movie.
Link. That's goodbye.
Okay. Well, you won't see her next week.
Oh, Katie, rip in peace.
My question is, did you notice if the mom in the movie had a crock pot of rice, like cooking in the kitchen always?
The mom is not alive anymore. So actually,
spoilers.
Really, really sad. Really sad aspect.
Katie, I also watched a movie. Did you think that the oldest daughter looked weirdly old? Because I
did. Yes, she definitely. I was confused because I thought she was like a young
nurse.
How
old are we talking?
She also just looked tired. She looked like she had just gotten off of like a 24 shift at a hospital, and that's kind of what I thought when I first saw her.
Okay.
I thought I didn't know anything about it because I hadn't read the book, and I thought that was the mom at first, and then I was like, is she the stepmom? And then I was like, oh no, she's the daughter. She just graduated high school, and I was really concerned for her well-being because she looks
so sleepy. She like a tall, really sick child.
John Mulaney.
Yes,
this episode today is sponsored by Jonathan Mulaney.
Jonathan Mulaney. If you ever see this, I love you. Okay.
If you see this podcast, if you watch
Clark,
this podcast,
you ruined it.
I'm sorry. John, please still love us.
Please.
Liz.
Movies. Okay, well, I rewatched Wreck-It Ralph, and it was so good.
Can you sing the title again?
Not in that tone, because that was a one-time thing. Okay. I can sing it better if you wish.
It's like a one-time engagement, like when comedians in town for a Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm actually not here all week. But, yeah, it was so good. I watched it years ago, and I forgot how good it was. And then I watched it again, and it was so creative, and it just reminded me how the second Wreck-It Ralph is going to absolutely be terrible.
Oh, I didn't expect you to go that route.
It is. You're just missed.
Yeah, no, I fully agree with Liz.
Not gonna lie, I'm really hyped for just that little interaction with all the Disney princesses.
I love princesses. Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm just all about female empowerment, so.
Good.
I am too, but not in Wreck-It Ralph. I don't want it there.
It's going to be the title of this episode. Liz is all for female empowerment, but not in Wreck-It Ralph.
Nope.
Liz, here's my question to you. Why don't you like female empowerment in Wreck-It Ralph?
Because we already have, like, the bad guy empowerment, and I think we should just stick with
the villain.
Only one empowerment per movie.
Have the female empowerment with the little girl.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Juniper. Sugar Ruff. We'll call her Juniper.
Sugar Ruff? Sugar Rush. None of y'all noticed that Sugar just Ruff. Now.
Bark, bark.
Nope. Any other questions about Wreck-It Ralph?
Oh, I have a very important question. Yes. You know the scene where it's all the villains and, like, a support
yes.
group? What is the one villain that you wish was in the support group that wasn't?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
That I'll be bringing the...
Hard-hitting questions.
Absolutely.
Okay, so have you heard of the game Undertale?
No, but tell me about it.
Oh, it's... Oh, my gosh, it's so good. It is so good. It's on my top 10 list.
Okay.
Of just, like, anything. Like, top 10.
Just all things.
All the things.
All the deities, Undertale is top 10.
Undertale is there. And there's a character in Undertale named Metaton. Mm-hmm. And I wish that he had been in there because he would have added a lot of flavor.
Absolutely. I fully agree. Good. Katie also has a villain.
I do have a villain. There. Mr. Hyde from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yes.
I think it would be funny because then he could just accidentally turn back into Dr. Jekyll while he's there and be very confused.
I would love that.
So
that sounded like a fake laugh on my part, but
thank you.
Abby, you have to answer your own question now. If there is one person... you'd like to see him.
I don't think Ursula was there, and as someone who has played Ursula on the stage before, I just feel like she would. Okay. When I was in my junior year of high school. a really big deal.
The glory days.
Yeah, the glory days. I just feel like she would add a lot.
I think so, too. My personal villain for Wreck-It Ralph is Nellie Olson from Little House on the Prairie.
A perfect choice. That is the correct choice. There was a correct answer.
My mom already loves Clark so much, but that is going to, like...
Put it over the top?
Yeah. She loves Little House on the Prairie
so much.
That'll
be fun. But, like, imagine that golden-haired brat just coming in there.
You're so right.
Not even animated.
She's
not even
animated. Ruining.
She's, like, real life. Yeah. It's very scary.
She's straight up ruining
people's
lives. Like,
it's like a green screen.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. We can let her ruin lives.
Whatever.
Abby, do you have a movie, or do you want to save?
I mean, I also watched All the Ways I've Loved Before, which was really good, because I actually have two little... adopted sisters who are both from China, and it's really good to see some...
Wow.
Thank you for snapping. And it's really good to see, like Katie said, some... what's the word I'm looking for?
Representation?
Some representation of strong Asian female leads who are not defined by the fact that they are Asian, and it's not even, like, a point of, like... It's not the main point of the plot, is that they're Asian. It's just they are, and they're also people.
Yeah.
And stuff happens. So, like, that's something that I've told my little sister that I'm going to watch with her on a movie night, even though she's not, like, a big... I don't think she's going to be a big rom-com fan. But I think it's going to be good for her to have some people like that and, like, crazy rich Asians.
Yeah.
I also went and saw, and it's just good to see, like, stories being told, and they are the people who are in the stories rather than, like, the stories about how they are. Asian, necessarily.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really important. The movie that I saw this week was called Cul-de-Sac. It's 1966 Roman Polanski. Anybody heard of Roman Polanski?
I don't know anything that you're saying.
Cul-de-Sac. Do you know what those are? No. The little neighborhoods.
Like the things at the ends of roads.
It's okay. She's just trying to make me feel bad. So Cul-de-Sac is this wild thriller. It's labeled as a black comedy, but it's not funny, maybe because things in 1966 were funny and they're not funny today. I'm not sure. But two villains get stranded on this island, and then they break into these people's house, and they're like, hey, we're just gonna chill out here, and in the morning we'll leave. But it's like the thriller of the people in the house versus the criminals, and it's like really well shot, really sort of like art house, like if you go see a movie and you're like, what is happening? Sort of like that, but it actually makes sense. So, black and white, 1966, Roman Polanski.
Would it confuse me?
I don't think so. It's okay. It's fun to follow, but it's like there are some shots you're like, what in the heck is happening right now?
Okay.
Absolutely.
That was my question. Was just what it confused me.
Yes. Any other questions?
Can I ask why it wasn't funny? Like, was it
okay? So like,
just not like they made jokes and you went, nice try.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe there were some funnier parts of it. Like, it's a little bit humorous. Like, so the two guys, they're involved in some sort of botched robbery or something like that. So they both have bullet wounds, and one of them has to stay in the car. And over, like, the first 30 minutes of the film, the car slowly, like, the tide comes in. And so, like, the water's rising on the car, and it's, like, sort of weirdly humorous, but you're like, should I be laughing that this guy is just sitting in the car as the tide slowly engulfs the car? So it's like, like, when you watch Looney Tunes, you're like, why was this that funny? And now it's like, I don't know, just different kinds of humor, maybe. Mm-hmm. That's just what I'm thinking.
Follow-up question, did you heckle the movie while you were watching
it? No, I think I was doing homework. Okay, fair enough. I don't have a lot of time for heckling during homework, which is unfortunate.
Would you have heckled it?
If I had been without homework, that's a decent question. But the real question is, what can we do for America? So with that... Let's move on to TV shows.
I hated that.
I'm sorry, Katie. I'm sorry. Liz, you had a TV show.
I did, and I am watching Frasier right now with my very dear significant other, Samuel. And
yes,
I
got him Samuel. Started
on, yes, you knew he'd make it in here eventually. he started watching Frasier, and I started re-watching Frasier with him to show him the good things that are in life. And it's just this... good.
Your whole neck just broke.
I was really hoping we just wouldn't like, explain that sound.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The audience could just never mind.
You don't know what that is. So
just sound I'm effects. Like,
Clark is decapitated, but
keep going. Fine. Keep going. Frasier.
Frasier. Yeah, it's just as good the second time around, and I really, really, really like that because it's filmed in front of a live audience. Since I've been, like, rewatching it, I've noticed all the times that everyone was about to laugh, like of the cast. And, yeah, some of their, like, mess-ups that were clearly, like, ad-lib, and I love it, so.
That's awesome. Have you seen any other of, like, the 80s or 90s sitcoms?
I saw Cheers.
Okay, so how does that... So Cheers is... Frasier's a spinoff of Cheers, correct?
Yeah.
How do you think it does in comparison?
I think it does good, and maybe this is because I saw Frasier first before I saw Cheers, that, like, Frasier is just kind of more dear to my heart, but I think it does really well. I think Frasier does a lot better than any of the other 80s or 90s sitcoms, like Friends, and I know that I'm going to get, like, a target on my
back.
No,
Friends is a bad show. I don't like Friends.
Whoa, oh my gosh.
Katie, you're not allowed to talk during this.
Attack Katie. I'm so sorry. Yeah, it does better than Friends. It does better than there was another 90s one that I can't even think of now because it was so bad.
Are you going to say Seinfeld?
I love Seinfeld. I actually kind of like Seinfeld.
Okay, dang it!
To be honest. I was about to fight somebody.
No. I'm not going
to
battle.
I've never actually seen Seinfeld. I love Seinfeld. But I love to hate it, so.
Clark and I have been watching Seinfeld together.
Hold on. Hold it.
Oh, sorry.
Keep it back. She's talking about Frasier.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it. That's all. I mean, yeah. Okay. Frasier is better by comparison, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's my question. Katie, Abby, anything to follow this up?
Is Frasier a person?
Yes.
There it is. I'm on board.
Oh, I was about to say I don't know anything about Frasier, so like, in like one sentence, sell me on Frasier.
Ooh. All right. Sell you on it?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna. This is like a PR.
Yeah. We just met each other. Tell me something that would make me want to watch.
Okay. All right. Frasier is about a conceited but very lovable radio psychiatrist who lives in Seattle with a with his home healthcare worker, his father, and it takes place in a real swanky apartment or a really, really nice, like, Seattle cafe.
Is he the doctor on Sleepless in Seattle, or no connection there?
No connection aside from the fact that in one Frasier episode, they started the scene off with, like, they have titles for the scenes, and the scene title was Sleepless in Seattle. And then in parentheses it said, you knew we had to do it.
I did know. I felt
Katie
it.
Katie already knew they had to do it. Katie she already hasn't even knew watched it.
She's actually already watched it, but.
That's awesome. Katie, do you have a TV show for us?
I do. I actually just changed my mind about what TV show I was going to watch.
Okay, that's fine.
You were going to watch.
What I'm saying. Wow. So I'm going to talk about a comedian, actually, okay. And we're going to count it as a TV show because there are four parts to it. Whoa. So this comedian's name is James Acaster. You can find it on Netflix. And he has what I think is a very sort of edgy is definitely the wrong word, but I'm going to use the term edgy comedy show. And it's written in four parts. And each episode sort of builds off of each other, and it's a mix of fiction, and I'm sure some of it has to be real. But all very funny. He's British. It's very unique. I can tell you, you've never seen a comedian like him before. Just very bizarre sort of sense of humor, and I love it, and I've been obsessively watching it over the past month.
Okay, I have two questions.
Yes.
One is, so, like, you say it's fiction. So is this thing scripted, or is it just kind of like what they did with that one thing where they just, like, gave him a line, and then they just kind of, like, went off of that? Like, is it?
It's like a comedy stand-up show, but as he talks about things, you realize that the things he's saying cannot be true. Because they're all just so absurd, but he plays it off so seriously that you're like, how true is it? And so you're sort of left with this question of, what is he saying? Like, I know not all of this is real, but like, what if what he is saying is real?
Okay. And second question, is this like recent, or is this something that...
Very recent. Oh, okay. Yeah, within the past... 2 years. He talks about Brexit at one point, so 2017.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
If you could compare him, even very loosely, to one other comedian, who would you compare him to?
I watch a lot of comedians, and I don't think... I really have anyone. I guess the closest I would say is maybe like a British Dimitri Martin. So like a very different sense of humor, but sort of that same attitude maybe. And I don't know, someone might watch it and completely disagree with me, but you know how different Dimitri Martin is.
I want yours.
It is the expert opinion when it comes to comedians. That is my sole area of expertise. So...
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it about my TV show?
Yes.
You gestured to me. Okay.
Your TV show.
I just actually binge watched The Center with Jessica Biel. And it is a TV show about, I don't know if it's based off the book. It might be. I didn't check. But it's about a woman who on the beach one day with her family sees a man and hears a song and then stabs him to death. And then it's discovering why she did that and if there was a reason for it and the backstory. And obviously there's a, you know, full series about her. So there is a reason behind it. But it was super interesting and very dark. But I'm very into like murder mystery stuff and true crime TV shows and podcasts and things. So I was very interested in it. And Jessica Biel was amazing in it. Yes, Katie.
Where can I find this show?
The Netflix.
The Netflix.
The Netflix.
One and only.
Yes.
Got it.
I have a question. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, or like 1 to Tarantino, how stabby are we talking? Like, when you say she stabbed him, like, do we go through the whole rigmarole, like the bloody rigmarole? Or is it
there's
like
a lot of blood. I watch a lot of... like murdery shows and
so
movies.
Law and Order like puts you to sleep kind of thing.
Yeah. My dad's a doctor, so we talked about like really gross stuff at the dinner table.
Yeah,
so
same,
I'm not like
same.
Super grossed out by anything.
Desensitized.
Yeah. But in like a fun, cute, fun way.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a pacifist. This is fun.
I'm not like okay with stabbing,
ooh.
Katie. I'm not like anyone go stab anybody. I'm okay with it. I just mean like I'm not grossed out by the
doctor,
sight of blood.
He's like, you know, you're sitting like eating spaghetti, and he's like the optic nerve, and you're like,
yeah. He's like the C-section I did today.
My dad is.
And then I'm like, okay, fine. That's fine.
That's fine.
My dad is a music minister, so I do not
same
in
thing.
Fact
same
know.
Thing. He's probably delivered. Many
okay.
babies. It's fine. or helped with as many. Yeah, it was, it, I mean, like, it gets, like, semi-graphic for, like, a second, but not nearly as graphic as, I don't think, Tarantino at all. I don't really watch Tarantino because I don't like how graphic everything gets in there. So I think, like, because I think it's, like, needless. I don't really see a huge much of it. Clark's probably going to argue with me. But, so I wasn't really disturbed. But also, like, that's the whole premise of the show, so I knew it was coming, so it wasn't, like, a surprise. Yeah. It wasn't, like...
Like, what?
It was like, oh, okay, that was the summary. Yes.
Katie. Why did she do it?
No.
That's like the last episode of last season. No. It's very complicated, but it's very interesting.
Okay.
Like, if you watch the show, it's like fascinating.
I'll just look it up on Wikipedia.
That is strike two for Katie Chappell.
Oh my god.
Now, with strike two for Katie Chappell, I'm going to move to my TV show.
Is that
okay with everyone? I haven't watched this in a second, but I just saw it on my Hulu queue. Spaced is something that I watched a few months ago. So we know Edgar Wright. He directed Hot Fuzz, mm-hmm. Shaun of the Dead. What are some of the other ones he's done? He's done a
end
lot.
Of the
some
world. Good stuff. At World's End, sorry.
Yes, At World's End, and maybe a couple other things. But like,
yeah.
Oh, Baby Driver.
He directed that?
Yeah.
I literally had no idea that he directed that.
Yeah, me neither.
It's my favorite
so,
movie.
So, he's an incredible director. This is one of his first things. It's a TV show that he made, like, maybe college or grad school or, like, right after. And it stars...
is that the one with Simon Pegg?
Yeah, no. Okay, Simon Pegg and Jessica Stevenson. So, Simon Pegg is the ginger guy that's in all the movies that he directs. But basically, it's about this guy and this girl, and they have to pretend like they're married in order to move into this apartment. Because, like, the lady's like, you can have this cheap apartment, but only if you're married. And they're like... we're married. So it's, like, about them trying to live together, even though they really hate each other. They honestly do not get along at all. So it's about their life, like, probably post-grad, mid-20s. So we're all nearing this age. We might have to fake a marriage at some point in the near future.
We're getting married in, like, 4 months.
That's
so maybe
true.
Don't say fake a marriage.
It might happen.
I'd be very good at faking a marriage.
Katie,
that's all I have to say.
My question for you, even though this is my TV show,
yeah, go
is
ahead.
How would you fake a marriage?
No, who would you fake a marriage with?
Yes.
And how do you know that you would be good at faking a marriage?
Well, I've already faked relationships.
Correct.
So.
Expose yourself.
Tell me. Not, who, like, where. Not like intentionally. I just become very close with people, and then they're like, ah.
You must be dating.
And then I go, no. And then, yeah. Then I just
I saw
a,
you look at a boy. You're engaged.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think I would just be very good. I also just like almost everyone, so I feel like I'd be easy to get along with. And I also just like to cuddle with anyone, so be very good at faking that, because I'd just be like, oh, I get some fake cuddling time in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. So.
Was that a good answer? Did I have to say who?
No, it's fine.
John Mulaney?
Breaking news. For the second time, John Mulaney has been mentioned in this podcast. John, we love you very much.
Has Katie never mentioned it before?
Who is John?
I feel like you have. I feel like it's impossible that you haven't.
Definitely have quoted him. Maybe no one noticed.
It's possible. With that, we are running lower on time than I wished, so we're going to move to our final section now. Talking about music, what music have we been digesting, salivating over this past week?
That's disgusting.
So with that, Katie, do you have an artist that you've been digesting?
Digesting. So the song I've been listening to a lot recently, I just have to say you're going to be very confused and surprised. And if my Spotify will cooperate, I will play it for you. It is... Well, I'll play it, and maybe some of you will recognize it, and then we can just talk about it.
It's like a game and a show.
If you don't recognize that song, it is the theme, Jim's theme from Treasure Planet.
See, because I saw in my mind as soon as that started playing, I haven't seen this movie in 15 years, but I saw this cool guy with, like, a really bad rat tail.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh, so bad. And, like, a cyborg captain.
Yes.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, so, his ponytail was really, really good. Brings so I you don't back. Know what you're talking about.
It's a real treasure, I might say.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, there it is. And it's got some real throwback vibes. Don't know why, but I do really... Actually, I do know why. I had to drive 12 hours to work at a water park, Big Surf, Lynn Creek, Missouri. If you're ever there, take a visit. Very fun. And so it's a 12-hour drive there and back, and so...
That's actually very helpful, because my mom asked me where the water park was that you worked at.
I thought
at,
you were going to say your mom asked where Katie Chappell worked.
That literally was. She was like, what is this water park Katie Chappell's at? And I was like, it's probably just the one that she worked at, and she was like, where is it? My mom wants to be best... She is best friends with Katie Chappell,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's true. I wish she had come to visit me, but, you know, that's okay. It's fine. Yeah, so I definitely just listened to that song on repeat, because if you listen to the whole song, it gets just kind of like one of those like angsty 2000 songs where you can kind of just like scream sing along, like maybe Avril Lavigne or I don't know, something no less edgy than Avril Lavigne, but still got those 2000 Goo Goo Doll vibes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that I've just been listening, sing screaming along to that recently.
Absolutely. Abby, what is your song or album or artist that you've been
It's a cool album.
Okay.
I'm just going to play the very beginning for like just a second. If you didn't recognize it, you're wrong. It's Mean Girls the Musical. So the Tina Fey classic movie was turned into a musical, and she actually wrote the book for it, which is incredible. And it's wonderful. It features Taylor Lauterman and Brett Wilbert Weed and a couple other people that I don't know what their names are. I'm so sorry if you listen to this. But it's really, really good. Like, I didn't actually think I was going to like it. I'm sorry, Tina. But it's so good. So I just went on a road trip today and I to come here to Jackson because I live in Illinois. And I listened to this for a solid, like, 2/3 of it and screamed the lyrics because I cannot belt that high. But they're all incredible and Tina's incredible and I love it so much.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. And the whole thing's on YouTube. If you search Mean Girl Slime Tutorial... It's under that. It's a picture of, like, slime that you see on, like, Instagram and stuff, but it's just the musical.
So I don't want to know how you
I know.
Found
so
that.
Did you click on, like, did you see a Mean Girl slime video? And that's
yeah, but
you...
I saw it was 2 hours long, and I was like, this has to be the bootleg version of the musical. I watch a lot of bootleg versions of musicals online.
So you
if
know
the
tricks of the trade?
To this,
yes.
Though, that's not true.
No, that's not what it is.
This is all hypothetical.
Yeah, they can't see you wink, though, because it's... on a podcast.
Good, then they won't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Any other questions about Mean Girls? Just a really phenomenal...
Is butter a carb?
Ooh.
Yes.
All right.
Good yes.
Liz, do you have
my music?
Some music that you've been listening to recently?
Oh, yes. I have so much music that I've been listening
good,
to.
Good, good, good.
Okay, but right now... Okay, I'm going to feel kind of mainstream, but I've been on a Matt Kearney kick lately. And I just like it. It's kind of, what was that face?
Who's Matt Kearney?
Oh, great. You don't know. All right. Well,
I don't know either.
I don't know either.
Oh, yay.
Oh, she's not mainstream. Everybody give her snaps. Give Liz snaps.
Thank you. Matt Kearney, I don't really know how to describe him except for the fact that he just kind of like sounds pretty like mainstream. Like,
okay.
That's kind of, that sounds
sure.
mean, but it's like a good mainstream. It's like, a, yeah, I'm like behind it. Like,
okay. It sounds
I'm
like
okay
something
with
people
it.
Would like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just pretty universally like, you know, they say you can't please everybody, but I think he'd please everybody.
Non-offensive.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
So I'm just going to play this one little bit right here and let's hope my phone doesn't die. Oh, I've got 2%. Okay.
Kids in the back seat wasting time. Talking about high hopes and daydreams. Never thought love, never thought life could take us far beyond what we believed. As long as I got your love next to me, I'm better than I used to be.
So see, it's kind of, it's like, it's kind of chill.
I forgot where I was. I thought I was in like a little nightclub or something.
I know, like it's not too in your face.
Is that what they play at nightclubs?
Real I actually fast, don't know. I want to bring this up. I looked up Boogie Nights, which is Jackson's finest nightclub, because I was like, I would love to go to Jackson's
There's
nightclub.
There's a nightclub
Let's
in Jackson.
No, here's the Let's thing though. Go. No? It's shut down permanently.
Oh.
Boogie what? Nights, Jackson's premier nightclub.
There's a nightclub Gone in Springfield too early. For underage kids called Club Chrome. I just wanted to bring that up real fast and then duck out of the conversation.
Ooh, quick horrifying. Interjection to that. There's a place in Poplar Bluff that used to say discount on the side of like this old brick building, and then somebody painted over in a different color of paint the out part, so now it just says disco. With, like, the S is a Perfect. Dollar sign.
Amazing.
And it's this, like, old, abandoned, like, disgusting building.
But now
Incredible.
It's a disco.
Now, yeah, Katie, now it's a disco. I wish everybody could see Katie's face because she just realized the only place in the world she wants to go.
It's really true. I'm going to get married there.
Perfect. It'll be really cheap.
That's perfect. All right. Katie, you want to go again?
Me.
Or no?
With music?
Yeah.
Can I talk about... I just was... It was so bad.
I just want to throw it at you.
You really pressured me. Oh,
Here.
Yeah, I got it. No, I got it.
You got it?
I'm, sure? I've got it, Clark.
You just looked...
You looked really
I was surprised.
Well, you were like, hey, do it. Now do it again. Now. Go. Now.
Here she is.
Yeah. I thought you ended my life. Wow. Look in my mind. No better place all the time, but how they align. Universe must have my back, fell from the sky into my lap. And I know you know that you miss all of me and all that. I'm like, ooh.
Okay.
And that
Sorry,
is
Ariana.
Amy Grant,
no,
the 1990s.
Get out of here, Clark.
Oh,
no,
okay.
So that is the beautiful and talented Ariana Grande, which apparently sounds like it's an item from Taco Bell.
Oh
but
my gosh.
Don't get me started on that. Okie dokie. You haven't heard about that, Clark?
I haven't. I didn't want to hear about
Google
it.
Google it later.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, prefer not.
So,
I'm sure the Twitter moment.
If you haven't heard, Ariana Grande is engaged to Pete Davidson.
What a shame.
Who, hey. So, as much as I like to make fun of the fact that they like got engaged after like 3 weeks of knowing each other, I also love them, and I hope they are super happy, and I think that they make
They're
me believe
so
in love again. So anyway, it's fine. I have a lot of
Pete Davidson, Union University, Christopher Roberts.
I should have known you were going to say this.
Oh my god.
Oh gosh.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I just wanted to, just in case anybody's listening to this and they want to
Christopher, I hope you hear this. I hope people call you Pete Davidson. Hey, if you know Christopher, he's not going to listen to this. So just like, how many people can we get to call him Pete Davidson in a week?
That's the Let's hope for a lot.
That's the listener
let's
challenge.
Let's freak them out.
How many listeners
let's
do we have? Five?
No, listen, we have at least two.
Oh, there it is.
Maybe
who are the
three.
Two?
Tell Steph that Katie Chappell's on board, and then
yeah, Stephanie.
Steph will start listening.
Stephanie, if you're listening,
I mean,
I
it
love
was
you.
Enough that her future son-in-law's on board, but knowing that Katie Chappell is also
yeah.
on the show,
Steph,
will just
Steph, if you listen
make
to this,
it a priority.
I can't wait to meet you.
Absolutely. So the reason I had Katie go twice is because I didn't have a song. So thank you, Katie, for saving me.
Yeah. Okay. Does this make up for my two strikes?
You have one strike now.
Do, 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 do.
Lagaria.